Okay, good evening, everybody. In just a couple of days, we're going to have Rosh Chodesh. This coming Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So, in preparation for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, I figured we'll just talk a little bit about some of the lesser-known issues about Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So, just as a way of introduction, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, tells us, very well-known Gemara, anyone who says Hallel Shalem b'chol yom harezim mecharef u'megadef, a person who says Hallel Shalem every single day, is considered not bikaros. He's a mecharef u'megadef. So what does that mean? So most of the Mefarshim explain, a person who says Hallel Shalem is going on our Hallel as we know it, the Hallel that we say on Yantiv, Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, what exactly is the issue with saying Hallel Shalem every day? A person who decides that he wants to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than he has to, what could be so terrible about that? In fact, the Meshech Chachma, in the beginning of Parshas Buchukosai, points out, why is this, if you contrast this to another Gemara, we find the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis, someone who says Tehila LeDavid three times a day, someone who says Ashrei, as we know it, we say Ashrei three times a day, twice in Shacharis, one in Mincha, so the Gemara says a person who does that is Muftach Lo Shuban Olam Haba. Gemara says it's praiseworthy to say Ashrei three times a day, so why is Hallel Shalem so much worse than Ashrei? What is the difference between these two forms of prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Meshech Chachma himself gives a beautiful answer, and he says, it's not just the saying, it's not just the reciting of the Hallel Shalem versus the reciting of Ashrei. It's the message, it's the meaning behind it. So says the Meshech Chachma as follows. Hallel Shalem, as we know it, is all about the Nisim and the Flos. It's about Kriyas Yamsif, it's about the Gula Hasida, it's about Maimon Har Sinai. It's about tremendous miracles that were miracles that everyone noticed in the world. Everyone recognized. So the Meshech Chachma explains, a person who gets up and says, Hallel Shalem B'chol Yom means, I only recognize that which the Ribbono Shel Olam does in a grandiose fashion. I only recognize that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us in a tremendous miracle that the whole world can recognize. But I fail to recognize the Ashrei. I fail to recognize the day-to-day, the routine, that which happens by nature. That's what Ashrei is all about. Samech Hashem Chol Anov Shem Poseach Es Yodecha. Every single day, Ashrei is about the daily routine, the nature. So that's why the Meshech Chachma explains, a person who chooses to say Hallel Shalem every day, meaning he chooses only to recognize that which the Ribbono Shel Olam does for him on a grand scale, but he doesn't recognize that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his life every day, Harezeh Mecharef U'Megadef. Like the famous Ramban tells us in the beginning of Shmos, that the Nisim Hanistarim, the point of all the Nisim Agluyim, the point of all the tremendous miracles that we've had over all the ages, was really just so that other modem and Nisim Hanistarim. It's just that a person should come to recognize as well what is happening in his day-to-day life. He should come to recognize the miracles that Hashem does for him every single day. So the question we're going to open up with about Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a strange one at face value. And that question is the following. Why are we allowed to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Now, what can possibly be wrong with reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? We just said the only problem with reciting Hallel every day is that a person takes the message with him that Hashem only runs the world on big things, but not on the day-to-day. So what can possibly be wrong with saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So we'll present the following question, which many of the Achronim have, the Turi Evin, the Aruch Haner, El Yerabim, they all discuss the same question. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesvav, Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Adam Nidon B'chol Yom. A person has a din v'cheshbon with the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person goes through a Yom HaDin every single day. In fact, the Gemara says in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, a little bit of an interesting Gemara, the Gemara tells us exactly what Hashem does every single day and every hour of the day. So one of those hours, I think it's the third hour of the day, the Gemara says Hashem goes down and He judges each person. So ask all the Achronim, what's going on here? If you're going to tell me that we're judged every day is Yom HaDin, so then we should turn our attention to a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Beis, which is really Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalid, that we should not recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, as we all know. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the Gemara says it's not respectful. If Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim Lefanav, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and having a din v'cheshbon on the whole world, so why is it that we should say Hallel? It's not appropriate. It's not the right time for it. It's a serious day. So these Achronim are bothered that if every single day, in fact, we are having a Yom HaDin, so why is that any different than that which the Gemara tells us on regarding Rosh Hashanah? That's the question. Why do we recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chanukah, on Purim? Why is that permissible? In fact, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis that the reason we don't say Mo'adim L'Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also because it's considered a Yom HaDin. It's considered a day which is very serious. This is not a time for exaggerated Simcha. It's not a Mo'adim L'Simcha. which gets to the whole Shagas Aryeh, is there Simcha on Rosh Hashanah or not? But leaving that aside, so what's the difference? These Achronim are asking, what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaDin, and every single day of the year, which is the Yom HaDin, where in fact we are not concerned with reciting Hallel? So the Elya Rabba, there are two answers given to this question which interest us right now. One is the Elya Rabba writes that on Rosh Hashanah there is a communal judgment. Rosh Hashanah is the judgment, it's the Yom HaDin for the whole world. So that puts it in a little more of a serious tone. That's a Yom HaDin for everybody. It's not just for individual people. It's what is this country going to have? How much money? Is this country going to survive? Are they going to have an unemployment rate? Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? It's a big judgment. It's not a particular judgment on any specific person. So therefore, the Elya Rabba suggests that's why we have to take it more seriously on Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, we should not recite Hallel. But he says on a regular day of the year when a person is being judged, so we don't assume that that takes such a serious place in our minds. It doesn't take up. It's a little more private. It's a personal judgment. So therefore, the Elya Rabba writes, that's why we have a right to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and on Hanukkah, and we don't have to be concerned with this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. The Chachma Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Kluger, writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tavkuf Pei Dalet, his own suggestion, and he says, this that Rabbi Yossi says, Adam Nida Mechol Yom, it doesn't mean he actually gets judged every single day. What do you think? Kadosh Baruch has nothing else to do than judge us? Says, no, it doesn't mean that he does it every single day. It just means Rov Hayamim. Most of the days Hashem is judging us. But he says, obviously, Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, all those days, obviously, we don't have a judgment, and therefore we are allowed to recite Hallel on those particular days. However, on Rosh Hashanah, as we know, that is a Yom HaDin, although it's Yom Tov, so therefore we do not recite Hallel. Either way, however you explain the reason to say Hallel, the heter for saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, it begs an explanation. What exactly is the understanding of these two Gemaras? How do we understand? Is the Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah, or is the Yom HaDin every single day? How do we understand why we need a Yom HaDin every day if we already have been decided, if the Din has already been decreed on Rosh Hashanah? So that's the question that I would like to focus on now. So for this, I want to suggest two possibilities, which I saw this morning. And one is the following. There's a new manuscript of the Me'iri that was printed on Maseches Yuma. So in the back of the Sefer, they have some Tshuvas HaMiyochasos LeHarif. So I have no idea, I don't know anything about manuscripts, but they claim that these are from the Rif, it's from Ksav Yad Kodesh, so they printed them. So ask the Rif over there in the back on one of those Tshuvas, he says, why is it that we need a Yom HaDin every single day if in fact we have a Yom HaDin already on Rosh Hashanah? So the Rif suggests the following. Kim Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Dan B'Rosh Hashanah Ma'ayeh B'Sofam Kein Lama Danas Ha'adam B'Chol Yom B'Shaloshos. Why do we have to get judged every single day if we already have the judgment on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Rif. Ela B'Rosh Hashanah Dan. What is the judgment on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Rif as follows. Kach Yarviach Ploni B'Zos Hashanah. Hashem decides you're going to have a parnasa. You're going to make X amount of money this year. You're going to have this type of profession this year. However, says the Rif, Hashem did not decide on Rosh Hashanah. Excuse me? We continue? Okay. But the din on Rosh Hashanah does not decide exactly which day in that year the parnas is going to come. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam just decided on Rosh Hashanah how much money you're going to make, but he doesn't tell us exactly when that's going to come. And this is even more frightening. The Rif writes, V'chein b'Rosh Hashanah dan HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamos b'Rosh Hashanah. The Ribbono Shel Olam decides who's going to make it through the year, and unfortunately, who might not. So says the Rif, V'einu kotze be'eze yom yamos. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not decide on which particular day of the year. It's a little bit hard to understand, but the Rif says, we don't know exactly which day in the year that Zera is going to be fulfilled. And therefore, says the Rif, every single day we have a Yom HaDin to decide. Is today going to be the day that you get the Parnassah? Or is it going to have to wait till the end of the year? Is today going to be the day that is going to be the end of his life? Or does he have extra schlusim and he's going to be able to live a little bit longer? So says the Rif, why does the Ribbono Shel Olam do this? So he says, Kedei she'yavoh ha'neshamas v'yishmu ha'gzeiros v'yispalalu al ha'chayim. Says the Rif, if the neshama knows that every single night, every single day it has to come back and have a new judgment, it's going to have to be reevaluated and reassessed. So it's going to recognize and realize that that's an important part of life, that tshuva is important, and it has to be mispalo, that things should be okay. So the Rif ends off, Ela yehei lecha klalo shel davar. Here's the bottom line, says the Rif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer b'Rosh Hashanah, kol ma'asha yehei b'zos Hashanah. Says the Rif, Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah everything that's going to happen this year. However, avol eino gozer b'eze yom b'shana yiyeh. He doesn't tell us what exact particular date that is going to be fulfilled. Ulefi ma'isav shaladim dan. And says the Rif, it will turn out depending on how I act and how I perform certain mitzvahs or don't perform certain mitzvahs, that will determine the particular fate for that point in time. And the Rif writes that if a person turns out that the whole year he's really not roi, he's not deserving of this parnasa, so the Rif says Hashem will give it to you in a way that it will destroy you. Let's say Hashem gave Gzera that this town is going to have rain, or this town is going to have snow, and generally we enjoy having rain and snow, so Rabbanu Shalom is going to give it in a way that is not appeasing to us. He's going to send it in a way that we don't exactly appreciate it. So that's the way the Rif explains why we need to have a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah, and then why again we need to have a Yom HaDin B'chol Yom V'Yom. Just want to close with one other pshat, alternative pshat that I saw from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov writes that one day he's walking down the street, and he sees an older man who was a water carrier by profession, and he stops him on the street. He says, "Nu, what's doing, Reb Yud, water carrier?" So he says, "You know, I'm an old man already, and I can't schlep so much as I used to when I was younger. I used to be able to take 5 sitz buckets of water at a time. I used to be able to run up these hills, run up the staircases, but now I'm pretty old, and it's not so easy, and my buckets are old already. They have holes in them, so the water's spilling out, and you know, it's dripping out of the bottom. Every time I bring water to a customer, I have to go back twice because half the water spilled out on my way up. Can't afford to buy new ones." He says, "I'm not really making such a good parnassus. So I took on a job as the gabbai in the shul. I took on a job. I'm cleaning up the shul at nights. I'm putting away the sidurim. I'm doing everything." And he says, it's not easy. It's a very difficult life I have. He said, "Now I started bringing my children into the business just because we can't live like this." So Baal Shem Tov feels very bad for him. So he pats him on the back, gives him some chizik, moves on with his life. Next day, he bumps into the same water carrier. He sees, you know, this is the man that I saw yesterday who was so depressed. So he stops him on the street. He pats him on the back. He says, "Nu, what's doing? How's everything?" So he says, "Listen, what can I tell you? I'm an older man. Most of my friends have been laid off from their jobs. Most of my friends have nothing to wake up for in the morning. I'm lucky that I still have a job. Look at me. I'm not as strong as I used to be, but, you know, I can still carry the water. And sometimes I have to go twice, but I'm lucky enough that I have enough strength to go twice." Baal Shem Tov is staring at this guy. He says, "I don't understand. Yesterday he's crying to me how depressed he is, how terrible his job is. He can't come to terms with his job. And today he's so happy, he's so appreciative to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him strength, that he gives him a job, that he has a place to go every day, that he has what to do, he has what to wake up for. What's the story with this person?" So the Baal Shem Tov walked away and he said, "Now I understand the answer to these two gemaras. On Rosh Hashanah, a person has a gzeira, he has a din v'cheshbon, exactly what mikzoa he's going to be busy with all year. Is he going to be a plumber? Is he going to be a lawyer? Is he going to be a water carrier? Is he going to be a gabbai in a shul?" So the Gemara tells us that on Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, which means that's the general Yom HaDin for what his mikzoa is going to be. But then, said the Baal Shem Tov, every single day there is a din v'cheshbon separately. Is a person going to be satisfied with his job? Or is he going to be depressed by it? Is he actually going to have sipuk ha-nefesh from what he does? Is he actually going to be excited? Is he going to look forward? What's his attitude going to be? Is he going to look forward to that parnasa? Is he going to look forward to waking up in the morning? Or is he just going to be schlepping around all day and feeling depressed about what he does? So that's what the Baal Shem Tov suggested. Maybe that is the way to explain this apparent contradiction. Is there a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah, or is the Yom HaDin every single day of the year? So he said it's going on two different aspects of the din. One is the general sense of what a person is going to be doing this year. And then the choice is in our hands every single day to decide and to have a din v'cheshbon whether or not we are going to enjoy and appreciate that which we do, or we're going to be sad and depressed about that which we do. We should all have a wonderful Guten Chodesh and a wonderful rest of the week up ahead.